Hi, this is Mark Stern with Cool.
Hello, this is Mark.
Hi, my name is Miles, and I'm returning a call from Gator Sports Travel. May I speak to the person
yes.
who requested this phone call?
This is he.
How can I help you today, sir?
Yeah, I was looking into getting the the Austin trip, and I was trying to just do the charter only, but it doesn't look like it's letting me do that on the website. Is that possible to just do the charter only?
Let's see here. The air only package is available on the website.
It won't let me do it. It's making me add the hotel and tickets.
Now, when you're doing it online, are you choosing the option that's on the far right that says air only?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not sure why it's requesting that you add the others to it.
If I try not to do it, it says, like, I forget the verbiage it uses, but it says not available, and it won't let me move to the payment page.
Okay, let's see here. And I thank you for your patience.
Sure.
And I don't have the ability to book the air-only package. So what I can do is I can take a message and request that one of our travel agents please contact you in regards to this.
Okay. Do you have any availability to book anything over the phone?
Well, no, that's what I'm saying is what you're requesting to book is just the charter air. So you only want transport, you only want to fly there and fly back. And the only thing that it's allowing me in the admin database that we use to help customers, the only thing that it's offering to me is only the charter, is the air package that includes hotel accommodations, which is what you don't want.
Well, I mean, does it include the upgrade to the Thompson Hotel?
This does, the hotel accommodations are at the Thompson Austin.
Okay. On the website, it says Tommy, which is different.
It should be the Thompson Austin. What we've got booked, because all of our guests are going to, all of our travelers are going to be staying at the same hotel, regardless of which package.
From what I understood, there's two options. There's the Tommy Hotel, which is a little bit, and then there's the Thompson. But I would book the airfare and the Thompson over the phone if it allows you to do that, but it wouldn't allow me to do that on the website. It was only letting me click the Tommy, which is not the hotel I want to be at. It's confusing because it looks like the same hotel, but there's two.
This is, I'm trying to find out why is there a difference? Because typically all of our travelers
the Thompson is the upgrade hotel. So I don't know if you just book it online and then you put the request in for the upgrade. I don't know how that works. Maybe just have a message for the travel agent to call me tomorrow. If that's
Are you still wanting only just the charter air?
Well, I would do the charter air and the hotel if it's the Thompson.
Well, what I'm showing in the system is, you know, if I were to assist you with a two-night charter air package, it says two-night hotel accommodations at the Thompson Austin.
Okay.
And then if I look at the other package for the hotel package, it indicates the Thompson Austin. So I'm not sure why the website is indicating anything regarding the Tommy Austin, because all of our trips are showing.
If you can book me over the phone for that, I would do that.
Okay. So you want the two-night charter air package, let's see here, with two-night hotel accommodations at the Thompson Austin. Let's see here. And what is your last name?
Stern, S-T-E-R-N.
S-T-E-R-N. And let's see here. Have you booked with us in the past?
No, this will be the first time.
So this will be in the first part, the first time that you're booking with us. Okay.
Yeah, I do have a profile on the website. I don't know if that can be pulled up or not.
Okay, let's see. So this is going to be for the Florida versus Texas game, two-night charter air package with two-night hotel accommodation to the Thompson Austin. Let's see here. Okay, so we're going to add a new. Okay, let's see here. Last name Stern, and your first name?
It's Mark. It's going to
M-A-R-K.
Be for two people. Yeah, and it's going to be for
okay.
two people.
And what is your email address?
Mark with a K dot Stern, S-T-E-R-N. 84@gmail.com.
Okay, and then your phone number?
352-281-4885.
Okay, and who would be traveling with you?
Alexandra.
Stern?
Yep.
Okay, so this is already information that exists in the database, so that's good. It's probably likely from your what you were doing online. Okay, let's see here. So we're going with a two-night charter air package. Okay, let's see here. And let's see here. Do you have a TSA known traveler number that I should add, or would you like to add that later?
I can add that.
Okay, so I'm ready for your TSA known traveler number whenever you have it available.
Okay. It's, that's my global entry. Oh, can I log in and add it later?
You absolutely can. You can log in and add it later. Okay, moving right along. Let's see here. And see, when I go through the process, now it's coming up for the hotel accommodations and saying Tommy Austin with a king bedded room.
That's what it was doing for me, which I don't want.
let's see here.
So are you basically on what the same website, or you'd have the internal?
I'm using the internal administrative system.
And still won't let you pick the Thompson on that screen?
Right. The only option is the Tommy Austin.
Yeah, that's what it was doing for me.
That is the only option. So,
all right, well, we can just have a travel agent call me when they're back in the office tomorrow, perhaps?
I can request that. I don't know if anyone's available currently that might be able to answer the question if anybody is staying at the Thompson Austin. Let's see here.
I know some of our friends who are going, and it was like an upgrade option. So I don't know if, I mean, I'm happy to book that myself and just the charter. That's why I was, at the beginning, I was saying, let's just do the charter and I can book the hotel by myself because I think it's about the same. It's not, it's the rate is about the same because I'm a member of Hyatt.
Oh, very nice.
But if it won't let us book the charter only, then that's the other issue.
And thank you for your patience.
Yep.
And let's see here. So I went ahead and posed the question now to see if I get a response. So let's give it a minute because even though it's Sunday, it's still very possible that the travel agents could be keeping an eye and they may respond and, you know, they may say, well, we no longer have any rooms available for the Thompson Austin, or if he wants Thompson Austin, we'll have to make the changes on our end, or whatever their reply might be. So,
yeah. Okay.
I'm surprised that, you know, going straight into the administrative system, it describes the trip as two-night hotel accommodations at the Thompson Austin, but then when I get into it, the only hotel available is the Tommy Austin, and then on the website, I don't...
It was also making me add the game tickets, too, before checking out, which I did not want.
Well, was it giving you the option to be able to pick zero game tickets? Because, I mean,
It wouldn't let me move forward. It was making me pick the game tickets.
That's so strange. Okay, and on the website, it is mentioning the Tommy Austin exclusively with no mention of the Thompson Austin that I can see so at all.
It's an upgrade from what I have heard from my friends who have booked it. I'm just not sure if you have to do it on the back end. You have to book it, and then the travel agent has to upgrade you manually.
Hmm. I find it strange or odd that it doesn't mention anything on the website about there being an option to upgrade to the Thompson Austin.
Yeah.
whatsoever, as that could be a key selling point, especially to an individual such as yourself who
right.
is only interested in the hotel stay if it's at the Thompson Austin. And if
right.
not the Thompson Austin, then you only want, you know, charter air, and then you'll just,
right.
you know, make your own accommodations.
I'd be happy to book through your guys' system if it's at the Thompson, but if not, I would just want the air, and I'll book it myself.
Okay, let's see here. And what is your best primary contact phone number again?
352-281-4885.
Okay. And your first name was Mark, M-A-R-K.
Yeah, correct.
Okay. So I just put a brief note there that says the customer is Mr. Mark Stern, and he can be reached at 352-281-4885. He requested to please be contacted at your earliest convenience.
Great. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. And hopefully someone will get back to you today. If not today, then they'll definitely get back with you tomorrow. And
okay.
Was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Total Sports Travel?
That's it. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I thank you for calling Gator Sports Travel, powered by Total Sports Travel. It was my pleasure to assist you, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye-bye.